My guest today is David Washington. David, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You look really familiar. What do you do?
What do I do? I ask myself that every day. So I'm on our DX team. Uh-huh. We work together, writing code, working with developers in the community and companies all around.
Cool. Those at home, David is my boss, so it'll be mostly softball questions today. What should we talk about today?
Wait, what do you do?
I'm hoping that question never gets answered. I do this. In part of what I do is I bring smart people to the world through video.
You're still looking for somebody then?
You'd be surprised. Let's talk about this cool stuff you're doing at home with IoT and with home automation and fill in. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. So it's about a year ago. I went to open the garage door to get into my garage, and it didn't open. Right.
Oh.
And I was able to get in through the back way, and I had found that the garage door opener totally burned out. And it was
the motor.
It's from the 70s. You know, It was clear it needed to be replaced. So, fast forward a couple days, I'm at Home Depot looking around at different garage door openers. And man, there's a lot of options, right? Like, there's your basic, Chamberlain garage door opener.
I live in apartments, so I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. But you can get one for like $50 to get a new motor, like pretty cheap, right?
All right.
Or if you want a smart garage door opener with all the bells and whistles and, a phone app that you can remotely control and temperature and all those things, you can pay $300. So I'm like, man, that would be cool to have all those features.
You're a gadget guy.
Yeah, so I'm a gadget guy.
You're drawn. Cool. The $300 one is calling to you.
It's calling to me, but then also it's like $300. Yeah. And then when you look at the features and the thing, it couldn't even tell you when the door was open.
Oh.
So like if you left it open, you accidentally opened it with your pocket, and the app was really kind of ugly. So I was like, no, like I can make this myself.
Ah.
So that's what I did.
You did. Tell me, what'd you do? What was step one?
So step one was to name it. So I call it Garage OS. I'm kind of an OS guy.
Okay.
Like I work on Windows and stuff. So Garage OS. And then I kind of just had to break down all the different capabilities I wanted, right? The first obvious thing is you want to be able to open it and close it, right? Okay. And for me, that was important because...
For me, it starts and ends
there. Well, the car has a garage door opener button in it, but
and
like...
That's all it does. And that's, for me, that's enough.
No, but at my house, there's no gate in the back of the house. Like, you have to go through the garage to get to the back of the house, right?
Oh, okay.
Which is fine if you're in a car, but if you're walking, which I do almost every day, that you have to carry the garage door opener with you every day.
Right.
So that's annoying.
And
so
remember to put it back in the car when you're done.
Remember to put it back in the car. Yeah, exactly. So that was my first priority.
Right.
So I did some research. I bought a particle photon, which is like an Arduino kind of deal where it can connect to Wi-Fi.
All right.
And
it's basically a little tiny computer.
Yep, exactly. And a relay shield. Shield is kind of like a socket that you can plug a little computer into.
Mm-hmm.
And a relay is like a switch that you can control with a computer. And I just fiddled around with the garage door wires. And basically, if you touch them together, the garage door will open.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's exactly what a relay does.
Yeah.
It connects two wires. So wired that in. And what was, it was actually a lot.
So you didn't buy the cheap garage door opener. You built your own.
Yeah, I bought the cheapest garage door opener for $50
because
I needed a new motor to actually open the door.
Oh, okay. So all that did was connect the wires that activated the motor.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And so I connected this particle photon thing and the relay shield just directly to the button that was on the wall.
I see.
So it just kind of shorts that circuit. And then... can open the door. And then
or close it if it's open.
Or close it, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's some handy, there's an app called Blink, which lets you control particle photon devices without even having to really write any code. It just lets you turn a pin on or turn a pin off. So for a couple months, that was my garage opener. I could just, use that Blink app to open and close the door. So that was pretty cool. And then I was like, well, yeah, I should be done. And right when I finished it, Brian Sherwin on our team was actually visiting, And I was showing him, we were out for dinner, and I was like, yeah, look at this app I've got. I can open and close doors. And I hit the button, and I'm like, yeah, it's opening. And he's like, well, how do I know it opened? And I was like, I don't know.
With faith.
And then I was like, wait a minute. Did I hit it twice? Like, is it open now, or is it closed? So it's 10 p.m.
It's like Schrodinger's garage.
Yeah, Schrodinger's garage. It's both open and closed. Exactly. So it's like 10 p.m., and I think I left the garage door open from across town, and I had no idea if it was open or closed.
So either house is vulnerable or your family's freaking out.
Yeah, exactly.
The garage door just opened by itself.
So that was my next challenge, was to figure out how to know if the door was open or closed.
Mm-hmm.
So did a little bit of research, and I found these things called a magnetic reed switch, which is like basically a little switch that is closed when you connect two magnets. We put two magnets next to each other.
Okay.
And that was like the biggest part of the build, because I had to run all these wires from the door itself and where the sensor is.
Yes.
All the way to the particle.
Oh, so you had a magnet on the door and another one on the floor to see how close they were?
Yeah, there was the little sensor, magnetic sensor, I put on the wall, and I just bought one of those like rare earth magnets and just super glued it to the door.
Ah.
And so when the door's closed, they line up and it's you know, the switch reads closed.
Yeah,
and
I like it.
When the door's open, then they don't line up and the switch reads open. So that was...
And now your phone somehow knows this.
Exactly. So that was kind of the next step, is to build an app around it. So I've been playing with Swift iOS development.
Okay.
And so I built a Swift app that could talk to the Particle Cloud. The Particle has like a REST API that you can call to get the status of the doors.
You buy a Particle, you get access to the cloud.
Yeah, for free. Yeah, exactly. So call that API to get access to those pins to read if they're open or closed for the doors. And then also you can expose a REST call to like a post to actually toggle the door open and close.
I see.
So that was actually pretty easy to hook up. Like that was, the hardest part was to get the iOS interface builder to actually keep buttons where they're supposed to be.
Keep the buttons on the screen, or the physical buttons on your
Those door? Of you who are doing XAML development, it's very painful to design UIs on the iOS interface designer. It's pretty bad stuff.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. And they're really picky. Apple users are notoriously picky about UI.
And I'm an Apple user, so.
And that, like yourself, so you already know this. Preaching in the choir.
Which is why it was so hard.
So this would be the kind of thing that you could put in the store, except that it has hardware attached to it.
Like,
I know you're demoing this sometimes at code camps and hackathons, things like that, right?
Yeah, just for fun. It was kind of like a maker project. If I wanted to sell this sort of thing, I would have to, add some sort of user account capability and create some sort of appliance that you could install into your garage door opener, or create a garage door opener myself, and actually put it in there. So this is really, I built it for me. But because I built it for me, I could add push notifications. I use the Azure notification hubs notification hubs to actually... send push notifications to the phone when the door opens.
Oh, so somebody else opens it.
Yeah,
you want to know.
Yeah, exactly. Or if it's been left over open for 5 minutes, I can get a notification.
Oh, wow.
Very cool. It's handy. I had cases.
Where's that logic?
So all that logic, well, that's actually pretty interesting. So there's code on the particle that says, I've been open for 5 minutes.
Oh.
And there's also code that says, I opened, right?
What's that? You wrote that code?
So I wrote that code.
In what language?
It's C and C++. Like it's Arduino, kind of low-level code. But it's just like, look at the timer, look at the current time, and compare it to when the door was open, and then detect if the door is open. And then at that point, all you have to do is, the particle has this thing called a publish. You do a particle publish event, and then it sends it to the cloud.
Hmm.
And then once it's in the particle cloud, you can kind of do whatever you want with it. They have these things called integrations, which are really just webhooks.
Okay.
Are you familiar with webhooks?
Sure.
So you can
the GitHub one I know well.
Yeah, same sort of idea. So you can write code that listens, register a webhook that listens to those notifications and sends it to something else.
Okay.
Right?
And in this case, send it to some push notification service.
Exactly. So one thing, there's actually an integration you can choose in the Particle Cloud for Azure IoT Hub. So that would be a really easy thing.
So you didn't have to write any code. You just kind of wired it up.
Yeah. I didn't end up using the IoT hub because it was kind of overkill for what I needed. What I ended up doing is just spinning up a little Azure mobile app. Like an API, Azure API app that gets called from the webhook. On the Particle
and
Cloud.
And that had a bit of code that called the notification.
They called the notification hub. And that's easy. Cool. And the Azure, what's it called? The web app or whatever, the Azure API app.
App services is the technical, the broad term of it.
Exactly. The app service has all the handy API calls for push notifications in there.
Is this an open project? Are you still working on it? Yeah. What's the next thing you're going to do?
What's the next thing I'm going to do? I'm not working on it that much. It's pretty much done. I wanted to get notifications in. I got them done. All right. The other thing that I built is there's a sensor, a parking sensor that tells me if the car's parked too closely from the wall.
Oh, that replaces the
tennis ball.
Tennis ball my parents have.
Yep.
Because for some reason my parents had an extra their storm windows. were stored in the garage.
Your entire life.
Right where they pull into the garage.
Yeah, exactly.
And they never broke them.
Yeah, there you go, because they had to tennis.
They drove well into their 70s and never hit that window. They hit the tennis ball.
Yeah. So that's pretty much done. I've got other stuff that I'm dabbling with around the house, but that's pretty much it.
We can talk about that after you shave your head.
Yeah.
That's
never.
Is the code out there? Can people look at it?
Yeah, it's on my GitHub. DW Cares. Maybe you can put the
I'll put it right
down
across
there.
Down here. Yeah.
Cool. Right there.
So there.
Okay. Right there. Cool.
And you're blogging too.
Yeah. I wrote a blog post about this. I haven't published it yet, but I'll publish it.
What's your blog?
dwcares.com, because David Washington cares about things.
There you have it. David, all right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, David. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission to seek out and explore strange new world and technologies, and to boldly go where no friends have gone before.